All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. And believe it or not, this is show number 277, season 8. And
that is hard to believe.
We really did enjoy listening to Yuri. Yuri has been in studio in the past, and he has always nailed it. And I thought his comments were spot on. Hope our listeners appreciated his visit. Yuri was a terrific basketball player.
He was tough, good rebounder, and played on a very good team.
Oh yeah, and he was more than a glue guy.
He played defense too.
Oh so yeah,
defense and rebounding. He would fit right in with this group.
Tony Bennett would love to have
right.
a guy like Yuri
yeah,
Barnes.
So.
All right, so we've got a special guest coming on, a first time visitor to Who's Talking.
Indeed, the director of the marching band, Bill Peace. He's from the Tidewater area of Virginia. He taught down in the Virginia Beach Public Schools for 10 years, went to James Madison, also has a degree from Westchester, was named the band director in August 2003. And Bill, I've been anxious to have you on for a while because I just wanted to thank you. I think you have done an absolutely fabulous job in enhancing the atmosphere and the game environment of both football and basketball. So thank you for your contributions.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on tonight. Some great students here at UVA. Really the credit goes to all of them over the past 13 years.
Yeah, take us back real quick, back to August 2003. You had about a year between that and when the marching band, made their first appearance. That had to be an interesting period for you.
I would say that's an understatement, but I didn't actually get here until Thanksgiving that year because I was working at Western Michigan. I was the band director there, and they wouldn't let me out of my contract. So we actually played Western Michigan in football that year. Virginia did, and I was on the sideline of Western Michigan, so that was interesting. But it was great to see the talent Coach Groh had put together. And when I got back here on grounds, December, I think it was November, actually, right after Thanksgiving, and first meeting I had four students show up. So I went from a 300-piece band to four pretty quickly, and I was pretty scared. I'd be honest with you, and then four. Led to eight and then just kept 16, 30, 40. But I think the first year we had about 150, 160. So I was pretty happy with that the first year.
And then now you're all the way up to, I think, 330 or so musicians. The one thing I noticed, they have 80 different majors as students. I didn't know Virginia had 80 different majors. but at any rate, talk a little bit about auditions and how someone joins the band.
Well, our biggest major in the band, I'll give you a trivia question. What do you think that is?
Well, I'm sure the normal thing would be music, but I would think it's probably not.
It's not. It's engineering.
Engineering. Wow.
Yeah, we have 80 engineers in the band, and that's pretty common around the country, to be honest with you. For some reason, other engineers, they always say that's the toughest major, but I think the more you do, the more you get done. So that's our big major. We have students now audition in July, and then we make our cuts before we start camp, and we start camp about 10 days before school starts here, and then we practice for about a week, three times a day, and to get our things together before the season starts. And it's the musicianship now, the level of the players and the student leadership is really good, and most of our students obviously come from Virginia because the school's that way, but we actually have more girls in the band than we do guys.
You know, obviously Carl and Hunter Smith were key to getting the marching band going back when you first came, and I know that Hunter Smith was involved in the band building. Talk a little bit about the band building and how much that helps your program.
Well, that really put us on the map, and when it rained, we had nowhere to go indoors. We would have to call all the kids and say, you know, we're going to meet here or there, and we shifted all over the place. And Hunter asked, you know, how can I help the band move forward? I said, well, you know, you can try to figure out something, build us a shelter. And we don't have a shelter. We have the probably the nicest band building in the country up on Culbertz Road. And that has that's really changed our program. And it's nice to see. I've got couple more years left here before I'm done, probably two or three here. And I know guys have come in from all over the country to look at this place and see what it's all about. So it's a nice home for the students. They we have a big rehearsal room and then some smaller rooms, and the students use it to study at night. It's a real big social hangout for them as well, besides the quality of it being just tremendous.
One last question. We've got short segments tonight because of a technical thing at the outset. I noticed during the basketball games, we generally have vocal singers with the national anthem. Is that by design? I would like one of these days to hear the band play the national anthem.
Yeah, I think athletics tries to get some of the a cappella groups involved, and there's a lot of them on grounds, and, it's good exposure. I mean, we obviously know it and can play it at any time, and all the tournaments we play it, because Tony always seems to have us at a high seed, so the higher seed plays. So we enjoy doing it, but I think they try to expose different groups, which is fine with us. We played at most of the football games and other sporting events, but I'd like to play it. But, I think there's so many great students here, it's nice to really show them off a little bit.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to call in tonight. I think it's an interesting segment, just as a variation from some of our athletes. But thank you for all you do to enhance the athletic experience at the University of Virginia, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's a great place, and thank you and all the other guys for all the support of the students, and they really feel it, and I really appreciate it. Go Hoos!
Absolutely. Bill Pease, the band director at the University of Virginia. We're going to go to our break now, and when we come back, we got the Sabre recruiting guru, Chris Horn, will be joining us after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.